Hi there, this is Ellistar with your Key Races and Bets podcast for Saturday, August 29th, 2020. As always, this Key Races and Bets podcast and the written version, the Key Races and Bets blog, brought to you by amwager.com, amwager.com, a great legal online betting site. Check it out, amwager.com. They cover most tracks and the legal in most states. We're going to start this week's podcast with the Amsterdam Stakes, race 7 at Saratoga, 4:32 Eastern. The race quickly boils down to two strong contenders to win, and one of them is not the second lowest odds on the morning line. Yaupon opens as the 8-5 favorite and is legitimate, but Premier Star, who opens at 5-1, has a good probability to win as well. The race becomes playable because the second morning line favorite, Long Weekend at 9-5, is a bit suspect on a lot of levels. Foremost, even though he finished second via a disqualification in a stakes last month at Belmont after initially finishing third, I watched the video and he was never going to win. Considering his 1-5 favorite that day, that's not good. The second issue I have with Long Weekend is he has only one leading from start to finish, and there are others in the race unlikely to let him have an early lead. Back to Yaupon, he won from off the pace in his career debut June 20th, then led from start to finish in his second start last month at Saratoga. That was a pretty visually impressive effort in which he dueled for the lead and drew off and then was wrapped up late with gas left in the tank. Having gone over the track certainly helps his chances, as does the fact he's making his third career start, still getting stronger physically and mentally. Incidentally, the third-place finisher from his debut has won twice since. Having earned a 95 Equibase speed figure in his debut and a 101 figure last month in his second start, and with Rosario riding back off the win, the sky may be the limit for Yaupon as a talented three-year-old. Premier Star actually ran faster than Yaupon in his most recent race with a 106 Equibase figure. That's the reason I can't just use Yaupon on pick three and double tickets starting in this race. After winning his first two starts, December and January, Premier Star stretched out to two turns and ran badly, beating almost 30 lengths. His comeback 4.5 months later wasn't much better, but for a different reason, because he bobbled at the start, he still managed to get fourth, but was well beaten. With no issues in his most recent race, August 6th, Premier Star has the potential to post a mild upset here if he repeats his last race and if Yaupon does not improve as expected. In race 7 at Saratoga, the Amsterdam, on Saturday, August 20th, ninth with a post of 4:32. The first win bet, definitely Yaupon 3-2 or higher. And you can also bet Premier Star at 5-2 in this kind of race, particularly with not liking Long Weekend. You can bet two horses and still make a nice profit. And when making multiple win bets, always try and use a dutching tool to help you do the work of allocating your wagering dollars for the best edge. A dutching tool lets you set the amount you want to bet or the amount you want to win. Then based on the odds, your bets are proportioned accordingly. AmWager has a free dutching tool, which I use all the time, among many other great features and perks. Check out amwager.com. While you're at it, you can also check out the written version of the podcast, the Key Races and Bets blog. Go to amwager.com, click on Handicapping and Ellistar's blog, or How to Bet at Ellistar's blog. For the exacta, we're just going to box Yaupon and Premier Star. We'll play some doubles, two doubles here. The first one is Yaupon and Premier Star in race 7. In race 8, we'll use Whitmore, Lexingtonian, Complexity, and Fortin Hill. The second is using Yaupon only in this race because I think he is a stronger selection, and using all in race 8. And then for the pick 3, which I think is very good bet in this race, in race 7, use Yaupon and Premier Star. In race 8, Whitmore, Lexingtonian, Complexity, and Fortin Hill. And in race 9, Aquaphobia, Cross Border, Pedro Cara, and Sadler's Joy. Moving on to race 8, which is the Forgo Stakes, with a post of 5:07 Eastern on Saturday, August 29th. And I think Lexingtonian has a slight edge in this year's Forgo. He's always shown promise since winning the Chick Lang Stakes on Preakness Week last year. But they went on a five-race losing streak. However, in one of those, which was the Phoenix Stakes at October at Keeneland, he ran good enough to win as he made the lead in the stretch, ended up just a half length behind the winner and nose behind the runner, Whitmore, who's in this race. The losing streak came to an end in May when Lexingtonian won an allowance race at Churchill. Following that, his connections were so high on him, he entered the Vanderbilt on July 25th with a scratch at the gate when another horse acted up, and he sat down for just a moment, which is an automatic scratch. Shipping to California for the Bing Crosby as an audible, Lex Tony ran the best race of his career with a 1:16 echo base figure, missed by a nose on the wire. That's the best last race figure in the field as well, and he wins if he repeats that effort. But it is a very strong four-go field. Chad Brown's lightly raced pair of Complexity and Fortune Hill could both be up to the task. They're both four-year-olds and enter the race off wins. Complexity, who has won 4 of 7, earned his most recent win on July 2nd, duplicating the career-best 107 figure he earned winning the Champagne in the summer of 2018. Making his second start following 6 months off, he appears likely to run even better. Fortune Hill has won 3 of 4 career starts, finished second in the other. He, too, just won off a layoff, a decisive victory July 4th, following 3 months off. That effort earned a 106 figure, and he, too, could improve second off a layoff. Also, you have to look at Whitmore, who won the 2018 edition of the 4Go. First or second in 4 straight this year, all stakes, including the Count Fleet with the 1:14 figure in April, Whitmore makes his second start after 3 months off and was no way he was disgraced when second in the Vanderbilt last month behind the rising star Volatile. For the exotics, I will absolutely use 2 nice price horses here in Win-Win-Win 12-1 morning line and Majestic Dunhill 20-1 morning line. Win-Win-Win was second to Complexity last month, has won a couple of stakes. Majestic Dunhill finished second from 12th of 14 early in the nearly identical General George Stakes last February at 25-1, and will be making up ground passing a few of these late at the least. In the 4Go, race 8 at Saratoga, Saturday, August 29th, 5:07 Eastern. Lexingtonian is the key bet to win at 3-1 or more. In the event, probably unlikely because Chad Brown's horses get bet, in the event that Complexity of Fortune Hill goes to post at 7-2 or more, you can make a second win bet. And if you do, use a dutching tool like the one in Amwager. That is free. For the exactas, we'll play a couple here. Lexingtonian, Complexity, and Fortune Hill over. Whitmore, Lexingtonian, Complexity, Win-Win-Win, Majestic Dunhill, and Fortune Hill. And then as an exacta box, Whitmore, Lexingtonian, Complexity, and Fortune Hill. And then trifectas here, because this is a great race with no strong favorite. We're going to play trifectas with the 3 top picks coming in first and second and first and third. So the first is Lexingtonian, Complexity, and Fortune Hill over. Lexingtonian, Complexity, and Fortune Hill over all. And the second one just reverses the middle position. So it's Lexingtonian, Complexity, and Fortune Hill over all. Over Lexingtonian, Complexity, and Fortune Hill. And if they run 1, 2, 3, you win it twice. For doubles, even if you have the pick 3 live, you may want to play the doubles. First double is Whitmore, Lexingtonian, Complexity, and Fortune Hill in race 8. Aquaphobia, Cross Border, Pedro Cara, and Sadler's Joy in race 9. And the second one, since Lexingtonian is a good price, I'm going to play Lexingtonian in race 8 with all in race 9. Moving on to race 9. On Saturday, August 29th, on this Key Races and Bets podcast sponsored by Amwager, it's the Sword Dancer Stakes. Post time is 5:43 Eastern. And there's some pace analysis to talk in this race, because Mike Maker has 3 horses, Aquaphobia, Marzo, and Cross Border. The latter two are owned by 3 Diamonds. And when they both raced in the Bowling Green Stakes 4 weeks ago over the course, Marzo spurted out to a 5-length lead from the start and faded to 5th. The result was his stablemate Cross Border rallying strongly from 5th to miss by a neck before being moved up to 1st via DQ of original winner Sadler's Joy. That tactic of sending one of the stablemates for the lead to set up the other, otherwise known as a rabbit play, may be the same today. But also in this race, with Aquaphobia in the race, he might benefit just as well as Cross Border. Then there's the new face, Pedro Cara, who ran in Cutter this past February. He finished third of 13 in a $10 million race at the trip, at the 12 furlong trip, and he won the Group 2 Cutter Derby last December. Prior to that, he had ventured to the States last September, arguably running one of the best races of his career in the Belmont Derby Invitational at this 12 furlong trip. In that race, Pedro Cara made a big move from 7th to engage with the leader at the 8th of a mile to go, battled nose and nose to the wire, coming up a nose short of 38-1. The 4-year-old absolutely loves this distance, having won last April in France, and as it's likely the course is going to have some water given the forecast, having won on the good turf at Belmont last summer, there are no issues with him. He's now in the barn of Grand Motion, gets John Velasquez to ride, and has been in steady training at Fair Hills, so opening at 10-1 could be a key bet of the day. Aquaphobia and Cross Border, as well as Sadler's Joy, are the other 3 main contenders to win. Aquaphobia won the Grade 1 United Nations last month at 11 furlongs, and the extra furlong is no issue. Arad Ortiz Jr., writing for Maker, is a strong side of another A effort. Jose Ortiz sticks with cross-border, who he's ridden to 3 wins, including the Bowling Green, in 5 starts. Having missed by a neck in the 12 furlong night stakes in January and in top form coming into the race, cross-border would be no surprise. The win by Saddler's Joy last month, although DQ'd, was his first in 9 months since taking the Red Smith at 11 furlongs in November. Saddler's Joy rarely gets there, but considering he was a neck shy of winning the 2019 Sword Dancer, I have to use him. In the Sword Dancer, raced 9 at Saratoga on Saturday, August 29th, with a post of 5:43 Eastern. Win bets, Pedro Cara and Aquaphobia, both at 2-1 or more. I'm looking forward to betting both of these. Going to get a lot more value on Pedro Cara, but I like them both. I don't think you're going to get 2-1 on Cross Border, so he's not a win bet. And again, a dutching tool comes in really handy here, like the one at Amwagers. It provides the ability to proportion your bets based on the odds. You don't have to do the math for yourself. For the exactas, there are 2 exacta boxes I'm going to play in the Sword Dancer. The first is Aquaphobia, Cross Border, and Pedro Cara. And the second is going to be Aquaphobia, Cross Border, Pedro Cara, and Saddler's Joy. Hope you make a ton of money on Saturday, August 29th. Thanks for listening. Please support Amwager.com. At least check out the blog. See if it suits you. Lots of perks, lots of bets. And we'll talk to you next week.